And for the very last time ever, because he leaves the hallowed halls of 3BA in 2 weeks for the big smoke that is Melbourne and the Adbert Kurt. Kyle Evans, good morning.
Good morning, PT. That is sad when you put it like that, yeah.
And I want to thank you so much for your tenure, not only over the journey, but also the last couple of weeks filling in for Brett Mack while he's been away doing the big show news.
No, thank you, PT. I've really enjoyed my 16 months at 3BA. And I'll enjoy my last 2 weeks here, but... You know, those occasions where I got to fill in for Brett Mack in those early mornings were made a lot more funner, given that I got to spend some time in the studio with you. So,
oh, care emoji for me. How lovely is that? Hey, I was just talking to Colin. Colin's been driving in from Dereal this morning, and Colin, shout out to Colin. Hello, mate. He reckons he was the only one on the roads, just about the only one that had the headlights on in pea soup fog. And I said to Colin, I've been doing this show since 2004, and you can lead a horse, but you can't make them drink.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure that most people who refuse to turn their headlights on in fog think their car's run by electricity and it's on the grid and it's costing them money. I'm pretty sure that's the way it goes because that's why they won't turn their headlights on. You've got to have your headlights on. It's not about you being seen. It's about you being seen by others so that you don't have a car accident.
Absolutely.
Very, very simple. Very simple. Just don't forget to turn them off when you get to your destination.
I think that's what deters most people, to be honest.
Do you reckon? Bat flattery.
Oh, it's happened to me before, yeah.
Nothing worse than a bat flattery, you see.
Oh, God. Though it does, most modern cars these days, though, turn the lights off automatically, which is good.
Yeah, that's true. Mine does. Mine does. Let's get to where are we going? Oh, the awesome foursome footy tipping call. Are we ready to go?
Let's do it.
And, of course, don't forget to get your tips in, 3ba.com.au, before the bounce of the ball in tonight's game between Sydney and Richmond, with thanks to Goldfields Collision. Speaking of which, who are you going for? Sydney, Richmond...
I'm a Tigers supporter, so I've got to go for Richmond. That being said, they're looking ominous, so I do think they'll win tonight.
Okay. All right. You and Brett have gone for the Tigers. Tim and I have gone for Sydney. Brisbane taking on GWS.
Got to go to the Lions for this one. They'll be wanting to bounce back after a pretty disappointing loss.
Yes, they certainly were disappointed after being defeated by Hawthorn and Bris Vegas all round. I think we're all the same unless you go some different as we go through. Geelong, Adelaide.
Well, the Crows let me down last week, but they're missing a couple of forwards from memory. So, yeah, definitely the Cats at home.
Cats at home, all round. Melbourne, Frio.
Oh, this is a tough one. I kind of think Melbourne are due for a loss, to be honest.
They haven't been beaten yet.
No, and Frio, they'll be really, because they had a disappointing. You know, I'm going to go Frio, why not?
All right.
Yeah, why
everyone
not?
Else but Kyle on the Melbourne bandwagon. West Coast and Bulldogs.
You've got to take the Doggies, poor old Eagles. Yeah.
Doggies all round. Gold Coast Hawthorn. This is another one you think's a difficult pick.
This is really hard.
Hawthorn had a good win down at Launceston.
Yeah, but the Suns played well against the Bulldogs as well. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, flip. Toss up here. Yeah, I'm going to go, just because I like their name, I'm going to go the Suns.
Okay, the Suns. Everyone else on the Hawks. Saints and North Melbourne. Marvel.
Oh, yeah, Saints, definitely.
Yep, my shin bonus haven't got a hope. Collingwood-Carlton.
Collingwood, another
good
tough
rivalry.
One. Yeah,
good
this
rivalry.
Is a good one. Carlton's just been red hot, haven't they? You got to go with them.
Okay, the Blues all round. And finally, Port Adelaide, Essendon.
Oh, Essendon's just a basket case. Port Adelaide.
All right, Port all round as well. Good luck with your tips over the course of the coming weekend. And, of course, thanks to the team... On the corner, I'm going to put your mind to the test here.
Mm-hmm.
What's the pub on the corner of Mayor and Pleasant Streets across from the City Oval?
Across from the City Oval?
Yeah,
the City Oval Hotel. I had a steak there the other night. It was good.
Beautiful. City Oval Hotel. Bring you 3BA footy via AFL Nation tonight from 6 after the Could Have Been Champions.